name, Yahweh, hallelujah. Our God is Yahweh, hallelujah. Praise the name, Yahweh, hallelujah. Our God is Yahweh, hallelujah. The Lord is for His people. The Lord is on our side. If God be for us, then who stands against us? Yahweh is with us all.
Imagination in the great struggle of why did this happen to me? As I've studied scripture in the past year, I've taken notes on concepts that I see recurring over and over and over again. The particular concept we're focusing on today is everything is for Yehovah's glory, or stating in His words, then they will know that I am Yehovah. We're going to go over a portion of the scriptures that points this out most specifically, and hopefully by learning this concept, when we pray, we can ask Him, how can I glorify You by this experience? And we will hear the answer, because we know we're asking according to His will, not ours. Then we can emulate David in Psalm 141:1 when he says, I have called you, come to me quickly, listen to my plea when I call you. Let my prayer be like incense set before you, my uplifted hands like an evening sacrifice. Set a guard, Yehovah, over my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Don't let my heart turn to anything evil or allow me to act wickedly with men who are evildoers. Keep me from eating their delicacies. We'll begin at the beginning. We always have to do that. The Israelites leaving Egypt is one of the main PowerPoints of Yehovah's glory. Exodus 9:13. Yehovah said to Moshe, get up early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh and say to him, here is what Yehovah says, let my people go so that they can worship me. For this time, I will inflict my plagues on you, yourself and on your officials and your people, so that you will realize that I am without equal in all the earth. By now I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with such severe plagues that you would have been wiped off the earth. But it is for this very reason that I have kept you alive, to show you my power, so that my name may resound throughout the whole earth. Yehovah said to Moshe in Exodus 14:1, "Tell the people of Israel to turn around and set up camp in front of Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, in front of Baal-Zebon, camp opposite by the sea. Then Pharaoh will say to the people of Israel, will say that the people of Israel are wandering aimlessly in the countryside. The desert has closed in on them. I will make Pharaoh so hard-hearted that he will pursue them. Thus I will win glory for myself at the expense of Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will realize at last that I am Yehovah." And the people did as ordered. Continuing on to verse 10, "As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and saw the Egyptians right there coming after them. In great fear, the people of Israel cried out to Yehovah and said to Moshe, 'Was it because there weren't enough graves in Egypt that you brought us out to die in the desert? Why have you done this to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we tell you in Egypt to let us alone? We'll just go on being slaves for the Egyptians. It would be better for us to be the Egyptian slaves than to die in the desert.' Moshe answered the people, 'Stop being so fearful. Remain steady, and you will see how Yehovah is going to save you. He will do it today. Today you have seen the Egyptians, but you will never see them again. Yehovah will do battle for you. Just calm yourselves down.' Yehovah asked Moshe, 'Why are you crying to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward.'" Here we see Yehovah very clearly indicate that he expects faith even in the scariest of situations, and tells them and us just how and why things will go as they do. Let's read on. Verse 16. "Lift your staff, reach out with your hand over the sea, and divide it in two. The people of Israel will advance onto the sea on dry ground. As for me, I will make the Egyptians hard-hearted, and they will march in after them. Thus I will win glory for myself at the expense of Pharaoh and all his army, chariots, and cavalry. Then the Egyptians will realize that I am Yehovah when I have won myself glory at the expense of Pharaoh, his chariots, and his cavalry." There's a lesson to be learned here. Tribulation, fearful circumstances are the best times to see the power and might and faithfulness of our Father. I know. I've personally experienced it. When we feel like Moshe walking into Pharaoh's court, knowing full well that appearing there is an instant death sentence, we can walk in his power because of his promises. Solomon gives us a bit of wisdom in Ecclesiastes 3:11. "He has made everything suited to its time. Also, he has given human beings an awareness of eternity. But he does it in such a way that they can't fully comprehend from beginning to end the things God does. I know that there is nothing better for them to do than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Still, the fact that everyone can eat and drink and enjoy the good that results from all this work is a gift of God. I know that whatever God does will last forever. There is nothing to add to or subtract from it, and God has done it so that people will fear him. That which was here is here already, and that which will be has already been. But God seeks out what people chase after." Isaiah 40, verse 3. "A voice cries out, 'Clear the road through the desert for Yehovah. Level a highway in the Aravah for our God. Let every valley be filled in, every mountain and hill lowered, the bumpy places made level, the crags become a plain. Then the glory of Yehovah will be revealed. All humankind together will see it, for the mouth of Yehovah has spoken. A voice says, proclaim, and I answer, what should I proclaim? All humanity is merely grass, all its kindness like wildflowers. The grass dries up, the flower fades, when a wind from Yehovah blows on it. Surely the people are grass, the grass dries up, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." And as an aside, here's another proof text for the naysayers of the truth of Torah. The Chumash, or the first five books, are indeed the word of Yehovah. And all those who believe the words of Isaiah must surely believe his word as set before us. Isaiah 42:5. "Thus says God, Yehovah, who created the heavens and spread them out, who stretched out the earth and all that grows from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I, Yehovah, called you righteously, took hold of you by the hand and shaped you and made you a covenant for the people to be a light for the Goyim, so that you can open blind eyes, free the prisoners from confinement, those living in darkness from the dungeon. I am Yehovah, that is my name. I yield my glory to no one else, nor my praise to any idol. See how the former predictions come true, and now new things do I declare. Before they sprout, I tell you about them. Isaiah 44:21. Keep these matters in mind, Yaakov, for you, Israel, are my servant. I formed you. You are my own servant, Israel. Don't forget me. Like a thick cloud, I wipe away your offenses, like a cloud your sins. Come back to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, you heavens, for Yehovah has done it. Shout, you depths of the earth. Mountains break into song, along with every tree in the forest. For Yehovah has redeemed Yaakov. He glorifies himself in Israel. Isaiah 51:15. For I am Yehovah your God, who stirs up the sea, who makes its waves roar. Yehovah Sabaoth is my name. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand, in order to plant the skies anew, lay the foundations of the earth anew, and say to Zion, you are my people. Isaiah 59:18. He repays according to their deeds. Fury to his foes, reprisal to his enemies, to the coastlands he will repay their due. In the west they will fear the name of Yehovah, and likewise in the east his glory, for he will come like a pent-up stream, impelled by the spirit of Yehovah. Then a redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Yaakov who turn from rebellion. So says Yehovah, and as for me, he says, this is my covenant with them. My spirit, who rests on you, and my words, which I put in your mouth, will not depart from your mouth, or from the mouth of your children, or from the mouth of your children's children, now or ever, says Yehovah. Isaiah 63:11. But then his people remembered the days of old, the days of Moshe. Where is he who brought them up from the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put his Holy Spirit right out there among them? Who caused his glorious arm, that is Yeshua, to go at Moshe's right hand? He divided the water ahead of them to make himself an eternal name. He led them through the deep like a sure-footed horse through the desert. Like cattle going down into the valley, the Spirit of Yehovah had them rest. This is how you led your people, to make yourself a glorious name. Isaiah 66:1. Heaven is my throne, says Yehovah, and earth is my footstool. What kind of house could you build for me? What sort of place could you devise for my rest? Didn't I make myself all these things? This is how they all came to be, says Yehovah. The kind of person whom I look with favor is one with a poor and humble spirit who trembles at my word. Those others might as well kill a person as an ox, as well break a dog's neck as sacrifice a lamb, as well offer pig's blood as a grain offering, as well bless an idol as burn incense. Just as these have chosen their ways and enjoy their disgusting practices, so I will enjoy making fools of them and bring on them the very things they fear. For when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. Instead, they did what was evil in my sight and chose what did not please me. Hear the word of Yehovah, you who tremble at his word. Your brothers who hate you and reject you because of my name have said, let Yehovah be glorified so we can see your joy. But they will be put to shame. Jeremiah 2:17. Haven't you brought this on yourself by abandoning Yehovah, your God, when he led you along the way? If you go to Egypt, what's in it for you? Drinking water from the Nile? If you go to Asher, what's in it for you? Drinking waters from the Euphrates River? Your own wickedness will correct you. Your own backslidings will convict you. You will know and see and how bad and bitter it was to abandon Yehovah your God, and how your fear of me is not in you, says Yehovah Elohim Sabaoth. Isaiah 66:1. Jeremiah 4:1. Israel, if you will return, says Yehovah, yes, return to me. If you will banish your abominations from my presence without wandering astray again, and if you will swear as Yehovah lives in truth, justice, and righteousness, then the nations will bless themselves by him, and in him will they glory. Jeremiah 16:21. First, I will pay them back double for their crimes and sins, because they have defiled the land which is mine. They have filled my heritage with the corpses of their horrors and abominations. Yehovah, my strength, my fortress, my refuge in time of trouble. The nations will come to you from the ends of the earth, saying, our ancestors inherited nothing but lies, futile idols, completely useless. Can a person make himself gods? In fact, they aren't gods at all. Therefore, I will make them know, once and for all, I will make them know my power and my might. Then they will know that my name is Yehovah. Psalm 66:1. I love to hear David's rendition of Torah. As we all know, David is the man after God's own heart. Shout to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Tell God, how awesome are your deeds. At your great power, your enemies cringe. All the earth bows down to you, sings praises to you, and sings praises to your names. Your name. Come and see what God has done, his awesome dealings with humankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him. With his power he rules forever. His eyes keep watch on the nations. Let no rebel arise to challenge him. Psalm 106:1. Hallelujah! Give thanks to Yehovah, for he is good, for his grace continues forever. Who can express Yehovah's mighty doings or proclaim in full his praise? How happy are those who act justly, who always do what is right. Remember me, Yehovah, when you show favor to your people. Keep me in mind when you save them, so I can see how well things are going with those whom you have chosen, so that I can rejoice in your nation's joy and glory in your heritage. The Exodus from Egypt is mentioned time and time again in Scripture, and it does us well to note the concepts contained therein. We continue on in Psalm 106:6. Together with our ancestors we have sinned, done wrong, acted wickedly. Our ancestors in Egypt failed to grasp the meaning of your wonders. They didn't keep in mind your great deeds of grace, but rebelled at the Sea of Suf. Yet he saved them for his own name's sake, to make known his mighty power. He rebuked the Sea of Suf and dried it up. He led them through its depths as through a desert. He saved them from hostile hands, redeemed them from the power of the foe. The water closed over their adversaries, and not one of them was left. Then they believed his words, and they sang his praise. I particularly love reading the letters from Paul to the Messianic assemblies. He refers to Torah constantly and recounts quotes and lessons to be learned from them. And even more to the point, Romans 9:10, Paul says, even more to the point is the case of Rivka, or Rachel, for both her children were conceived in a single act with Yitzhak, or Isaac, our father, and before they were born, before they'd done anything at all, either good or bad, so that God's plan might remain a matter of his sovereign choice, not dependent on what they did, but on God, who does the calling. It was said to her, this accords to where it's written, Yaakov I love, but Esau I hated. So are we to say this? It is unjust for God to do this? Heaven forbid! For to Moshe he says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will pity whom I pity. Thus it doesn't depend on human desires or efforts, but on God who has mercy. For the Tanakh says to Pharaoh, it is for this very reason that I raised you up, that in connection with you I might demonstrate my power, so that my name might be known throughout the world. So then, he has mercy on whom he wants, and he hardens whom he wants. But you will say to me, then why does he still find fault with us? After all, who resists his will? Who are you, a mere human being, to talk back to God? Will what is formed say to him who formed it, why did you make me this way? Or has the potter no right to make from a given lump of clay this pot for honorable use and that one for a dishonorable? Now, what if God, even though he's quite willing to demonstrate his anger and make known his power, patiently put up with people who deserved punishment and were ripe for destruction? What if he did this in order to make known the riches of his glory to those of us who are the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for his glory? That is, to us whom he called not only from among the Jews, but also from among the Gentiles? Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth and riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How inscrutable are his judgments, how unsearchable are his ways! And here he's referring to Isaiah 40:13, which says, Who has measured the spirit of Yehovah? Who has been his counselor instructing him? And continuing on, he also says, For who has known the mind of Yehovah? Who has been his counselor? Or who has given him anything and made him pay it back? So there he's quoting Job 41:11 that says, Who has given me anything and made me pay it back? Everything belongs to me under all of heaven. Romans 11:36, continuing on, For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Next, in his letter to the Corinthians, Paul reminds us again of our place in the grand scheme of things. 2 Corinthians 12:7. Therefore, to keep me from becoming overly proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from the adversary to pound away at me so that I wouldn't grow conceited. 3 times I begged Yehovah to take this thing away from me, but he told me, My grace is enough for you. My power is brought to perfection in weakness. Therefore, I am very happy to boast about my weaknesses in order that Messiah's power will rest on me. Yes, I am well pleased with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties endured on behalf of the Messiah. For it is when I am weak that I am strong. We read 2 Thessalonians 1:5. This is clear evidence that God's judgment is just, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. For it is justice for God to pay back trouble to those who are troubling you, and to give rest to you who are being troubled when the Messiah Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in a fiery flame. Then he will punish those who don't know God. That is, those who don't listen to the good news of our Messiah Yeshua and obey it. They will suffer the just penalty of eternal destruction far away from the face of Yehovah and the glory of his might. On that day when he comes to be glorified by his holy people and admired by all who have trusted, you will be among them because you trusted our witness to you. 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the Messiah's message may spread rapidly and receive honor, just as it did with you, and that we may be rescued from wicked and evil people, for not everyone has trust. But the Messiah is worthy of trust. He will make you firm and guard you from the evil one. Yes, united with the Messiah, we are confident about you, that you are doing the things that we are telling you, and that you will keep on doing them. May the Messiah direct your hearts into God's love and the perseverance which Messiah gives. In summary, we have just gone over several scriptures that reflect how much everything happens for Yehovah's glory. And we always have to keep that in mind and always remember our place in His world. It's not our world, it's His world. And may you be blessed in the pursuit of pleasing our God. Yehovah said to Moshe, Speak to Aharon and his sons and tell them that this is how you are to bless the people of Israel. You are to say to them, Yivarecha Yehovah v'yishmerecha, Ye'er Yehovah panaf elecha v'kinecha, Yisa Yehovah panaf elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May Yehovah bless you and keep you. May Yehovah make his face shine on you and show you favor. May Yehovah lift his face toward you and give you peace.
You, O Lord, have been our Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts. Kuma Adonai Yucham lanu, Hatezboah Hojaha. Ata Adonai Bekebenu, Adonai Tzevaot, Elcha. Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts. Arise again, O mighty warrior. Let your arm be lifted high. You are God in the midst of us. Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts. Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts. Arise again, O mighty warrior. Let your arm be lifted high. You are God in the midst of us. Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts. Adonai Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts.